At the 1977 Summer Consumer Electronics Show held in Chicago, we talked to Mr. G.T. Thalberg, General Manager of Private Label Marketing and Sales for Superscope Incorporated. We asked Mr. Thalberg to suggest a first step in shopping for a good high-fidelity audio system.
I frankly feel that the best way for the consumer to determine true high fidelity is to go into a very fine high-fidelity salon or store and listen to the very best high-end components that they can possibly mass together, and then work your system around that basic sound concept.
Mr. Thalberg then commented on what the consumer could expect to find on the market in the way of four-channel systems.
We do listen to mono sound from time to time from certain old and fine records. Four-channel has had its good and bad days, and there is a great deal of confusion in four-channel because we have had different systems. So really the sum and substance of high fidelity in general today is stereo high fidelity.
Taking into account personal tastes, Mr. Thalberg made this comment on the best overall type of sound to look for.
There are certain people that prefer a very live sound, other people that prefer a subdued and very, very flat sound. Technically speaking, the flatter the response in a good acoustical environment, the better off the overall system will be. Really, it's personal taste, but I think if one would look for the flattest possible system with minimum coloration, that would really be best. You're not boosting highs, you're not boosting lows, nor are you tuning the system, so to speak. Now, I feel that a fine loudspeaker system is the most important. The next dollar consideration is in the area of your amplifier or your receiver. And then from there, of course, it's your high-fidelity record player and associated cartridge.
In considering what type of basic system to buy, Mr. Thalberg began with those consumers who want good high fidelity but have a limited budget. And for them, he had these encouraging words.
I believe here that maximum consideration should be given to a quality home music system of the compact variety. If the consumer or the customer shops carefully in a compact system area, there are some very good ones on the market.
To begin at the beginning of Mr. Thalberg's buying priority list, we ask for the best way to shop for speakers. Mr. Thalberg had this to say.
Try and go into a store or a high-fidelity specialist who has a sound room that closely approximates the room which you are going to enjoy your system in. Look at the other furniture that he has around. Do they have a rug on the floor? Do they have carpeting on the walls? Do they have an acoustical ceiling? Are the speakers placed at approximately the same height that you would have in your own home? Then take the fine speaker systems and put them together in an array where you can listen to them on a comparison. A-B testing is a must. Not only A-B testing, but I would say A-B, C, D, E, F. And eventually you'll reduce it to an A-B situation where you will find the speaker that is good for you. You should also look for certain compensating adjustments on the speaker, such as balance and brilliance control. Physical size is important. Are you going to put it in the corner? Are you going to put it on a bookshelf? Or where are you going to use this particular speaker? And of course, again, budgetary considerations are extremely important. You're not going to go out and listen to a $1,000 system and try and get a $100 system to sound just like it. There are certain adjustments one must make.
When purchasing an amplifier system or receiver, Mr. Thalberg stressed compatibility.
I feel that compatibility is really the byword here. And one should not go to a very esoteric preamplifier, let's say, and a very marginal power amplifier. Look at your specs. If you don't understand them, get someone to interpret them for you. And keep good pricing parameters in mind when buying this type of component system.
Now you have speakers and an amplifier system. So we ask Mr. Thalberg for the best way to shop for a turntable to match your system.
matching a turntable and shopping for a turntable are two distinct things. Almost any turntable will go into any system today, provided it's adaptable for a magnetic cartridge or a high-quality audio cartridge. A major consideration is the mechanics of the turntable. The turntable must have extremely low rumble. It must have minimum amounts of wow and flutter. Mechanically, it must be a sound mechanism, and it's personal preference as far as mechanical operation of the turntable. That is the key to buying or not buying the product.
As far as accessory care and performance items go, Mr. Thalberg had this word of caution.
Here we come up with a question as to the ability to be demonstrable in record care and tape care. Does it improve the performance? Some of the record care products I have seen do not really do what they say they do. Some of them do. And it's a question of asking around and making certain tests yourself and reading certain reviews that can be helpful in determining whether or not these record care kits or liquids or cloths or brushes or piezoelectric guns will do the job which you really want it to do. I would say shop very carefully in this area. This is my professional recommendation.
Once you've purchased your basic system, there's the matter of the best and most effective way to set it up in your home. We ask Mr. Thalberg for his recommendation.
I think the most important statement that I can make here is to read the instructions. Now, this may sound like a very basic answer, but people do not read the instruction books. Now, the instruction books are to instruct the individual on the complexity or the features, the best way to use the equipment. And it really is all summed up in those books. And I recommend that everybody and anybody that buys equipment reads the instruction book before they do anything. And in that particular way, they can get the most amount of enjoyment out of the product and for the longest period of time. Because there are hints in there that have been derived from many years of experience by leading manufacturers.
As a final point, we ask Mr. Thalberg to comment on upgrading a component system. Just what constitutes upgrading and what is the best gauge to use for upgrading?
We're talking now non-packages. So we have the turntable, the phonograph cartridge, the receiver, or in this case, the preamp, the tuner, the power amp, and then the speaker systems. We could consider any one of these points as being areas of upgrading, so that you unplug this in the chain of the high-fidelity system, and then you place a new, more technically advanced product in this particular chain, and effectively you have then upgraded your system. The key question one must ask themselves is, after they've upgraded, can they hear the difference? Now, if you can hear the difference, you have then upgraded. And if you cannot hear the difference, well then, in your own mind, you have satisfied a need by quote-unquote upgrading. But in high fidelity, the answer is to hear it. And if you can hear it, then you've done it.